Our first speaker today is a mother. She's a blogger. She's a businesswoman. She's a marathon runner. She's an incredible lady. Her talk is Ask and You Will Receive. Will you welcome, please, Denise Fay.
Hello, my name is Denise Fay, and I am afraid to ask for help. I read a quote recently, and it had the most profound effect on me. Asking for help is a sign of strength, not weakness. Now, I'm a person who rarely asks for help, so I decided to do an experiment. For 31 days, I was going to ask for help, and I have been affected in the most amazing way. Let me begin by sharing my agony of asking. When I ask, I get a physical reaction. I stutter, I blush. In fact, I'm probably blushing right now just even thinking about asking. I whisper the ask, and I go straight in with, no, Jesus, it's okay, it's fine. This is how I ask. Could you do something for me? But it's okay if you can't. And so I've got to thinking about where this conditioning has come from. And I keep coming back to when I was at school, and I asked a teacher to how do you spell hippopotamus? And she dismissively said, look it up in the dictionary. So I was thought to be self-sufficient, self-reliant, a little bit embarrassed, and certainly less confident asking for help. And I know that I'm not alone. Just look at the amount of self-help books that are out there. I did a search recently on Amazon, and do you know that there are just under 1 million titles under the self-help category alone? My own book that I wrote, Teaching People to Write Better Marketing Material, isn't even under the self-help category. But no matter how I got here, I'm here and I need to change. So I did an experiment. 31 days. 31 long days of asking, it's a bit hard. But you know what? I got an 85% success rate. And that's kind of consistent with research that was done out of Stanford, where they found that 1 out of 2 people were willing to help. And so did I gain from this experiment? Well, yes, I did. And let me give you some examples. I got free and I got early access to a podcasting course. I managed to borrow some very expensive equipment for the course, and then I hope to launch my own podcast now in the next couple of weeks. I've got case studies, I've got testimonials that I'll be able to use throughout the year for my own business. And more importantly, I got my 2 beautiful children minded so I could clock up the miles for the marathon that I'm running next month. But let me tell you about the good, the bad, and the ugly about the experiment. Now, the good. I asked a friend to review something that I had written. She did, and then some. She put hours of extra effort, way more than I actually had originally anticipated, and it was just simply awesome. Now, the bad. I emailed a colleague and I asked for help. Now, I know it was email, but I know we got the email. But I got no response. Nothing. Nada. None. And this was in the middle of the experiment. And literally, I was literally pushed back to the agony of asking, going, oh my goodness me, how am I going to do this? How am I going to face that person again? It was literally awful. It was like 2 steps forward and almost like 23 steps back. Now, the ugly. Remember I told you that I got an 85% success rate. So I got no's, but I got no buts. No, but I don't have time. No, but I can't do it now. No, but what about next week or something like that. But I asked a friend for help. She said, yeah, sure, no problem. But she didn't help. So I got to thinking, you know what? It's better to be a no butter than a no inaction. Honesty is definitely the best policy. So, right, where am I right now after the experiment? Well, I'm still Denise Fay, but I'm less afraid to ask for help. I'm still uncomfortable, but I'm working on it. I chose 31 days for the experiment simply because it takes 28 days to create a habit. So I decided to give myself a few extra days as a buffer. But you know what? This experiment has changed me. I'm definitely feeling a connection, a better connection with my friends, my family, my network. I'm looking for opportunities to help people. I'm looking for ways to pay it forward, to pay the help that I've got forward. And you know why? Because people are good. When I told people, for the people who helped me, I asked them, how did you feel, you know, when I asked for help? And they said that they were happy to help. Everyone said that they were happy to help. One person said that we should ask for help more often. Another person said that I was their good deed of the day, that they try to do a good deed every day. And then two people said that they felt very honored that I had asked for their help. They felt that their expertise and their experience was validated, that they increased their sense of self-worth. Now, this surprising side effect has completely stunned me, because I come from a place where asking for help puts people out, but in actual fact, people were happy to help. And for, like, say, 3 out of the 26 people that I had helped, they felt really good. They felt really good about me asking for help. So, in effect, by me asking for their help, I enriched their lives, even if it was just for one moment, one single moment. But isn't life full of moments? And so I started this experiment when it was just like me, just me, one person. And it was 31 days. And then when I started, I got to think, you know what, maybe asking for help, well, could lead to the future wealth of our society. Could it give us a sense of connection, where, like, even if future wealth was defined as an abundance of something, an abundance of connections, rather than the old adage of putting people out. And you know what? The crazy thing is that it does. One simple little phrase has the power to enrich all our lives, those of us who ask and those of us who help. So, ladies and gentlemen, you are my ask of today. And yes, I am blushing. If you're a little bit like me and are a little bit uncomfortable asking for help, stutter, blush, do your own experiment, but just ask. Ask and you'll definitely will achieve, but just think about the potential impact that you may have on that other person that's going to give you help. Thank you.